Meadowood Life Stories Writing Group. Jane Nofke, I come into the world. It was a different world shortly after the end of World War II. My parents were dairy farmers, continuing the family tradition on my grandfather's homestead. In my earliest memories of haying season, my dad used giant workhorses to pull racks full of hay to the barn and to hoist it into the haymow with a pulley system. I would come to love the sweet smell of the hay and Dad's shout of, "Go ahead!" to the man leading the horses in the back of the barn. When it was time to harvest the oats, the giant threshing machine moved from farm to farm all up and down the town and county roads. A crew of farmers moved with it, each farmer fulfilling his obligation to his neighbors. My first memory of that machine is its chugging language and the lights that showed way off in the field as the men worked long after sunset. In the farmhouses, women worked preparing meals for the crew, each taking her turn as the machine moved from farm to farm. They were all in it together. As I grew, I came to know every man, woman, and child on the farms that surrounded ours, most of them relatives. It was a world where, like clockwork, cows came home every morning and evening in time for milking. The lead cow's bell clanged as she led them home. Gardens were planted and harvested like clockwork, too, by the women who canned the produce in hot, steamy kitchens and then admired their handiwork lined up on pantry shelves. It was a world in which the worst teenage trouble came when the Wheatla boys turned our outhouse over every Halloween. Come morning, Dad would look out the window, unsurprised. He would only smile as he left the house to use the tractor to right it again. It was a world where the school bus delivered us home to houses that were never empty when we got there. It was a safe world where people knew their neighbor's business and were ready to help in time of trouble. It was into this world that I was born on January 16th, 1946, among the first of the baby boomers. Winters were mighty cold back then, and January was almost always the coldest month. During all my years of childhood, on January 16th, the thermometer read 20, 25, 30, 35 degrees below zero. And this was in the years long before anyone calculated, recorded, or reported wind chill. My favorite story about the day I came into the world was about how my father, desperate to get my mother to the hospital, 35 miles away in Superior, built a fire under the car to get it started. It was the middle of the night, 35 below, he told me. No signs of life in the car. I have often pictured him lying on the icy ground, taking his life in his hands as he tried to start that fire with whatever would burn. Maybe he had to light a match after match as the wind blew them out. Did he chant, "Come on, come on, come on," as he worked? Or did he beg, "Please, please, please," in a kind of truncated prayer? And this is how I came into the world. The car started. There was no explosion. I was born at St. Joseph's Hospital in Superior, Wisconsin, on the night my father always remembered as the coldest of that winter. I always loved to hear this story. I thought of it sometimes as I walked from the house to the barn on icy winter nights. So cold, the snow crunched under my boots, and my nose hairs froze. I would look up at the million indifferent stars overhead. Across the big, white, snow-crusted hayfield, I could see my Uncle Jack Wheatla's barn lights burning, sending out a promise of warmth. Closer were the lights of our barn, where Mother and Dad were working in the warmth churned out by 20 cows, contentedly chewing their cuds, their sweet breaths steaming. I picked up my pace, anxious to join them where it was warm.